Hello everybody, it's been a while since I have made a recording, and although I really have only just got a little bit to say, I felt I needed to come on. It's Easter Sunday, I'm actually sitting outside and it's beautiful weather, but I have a neighbour that won't stop shooting guns off, and that is one of the most relaxing sounds, I'm sure you will agree, is the constant repeating of a gun. So if it starts up again, I probably will go inside, so forgive me for the weird noises around me. Fortunately, I'm here alone today, and I needed to be alone. I'll catch up just a little bit, because this is probably the last time for quite a while I will be making a recording that's of any value, maybe. I think the last time I spoke was that I'd had my knee operation. Scraping out all the awful stuff anyway, hopefully, so I don't have to keep having injections in my knee. And that wasn't too bad. I was hoping to be up and back inside about a week, but that didn't happen. And I can't remember in my last, I think that was what I was talking about, that it was, most people say to me that my experiences in my family in hospital are like spa days, which thankfully they are. But since that time, just after I made the last recording, my grandson fell very, very ill. He, as I'm sure a lot of you, if you're parents, you'll know that usually with your own children, you do know when they're not very well and when they're spoofing or whatever. And this little boy, since he's a COVID baby, so maybe prone to lots of things, that being isolated for 2 years, is now he's in school, he's picking up every single bug that decides to pass him by. Consequently, usually giving it to me, but that's okay. He was complaining of feeling ill. He was taken to the emergency room 2 or 3 times and sent home. Oh, it's a virus. He'll get over it. It's a virus. This one particular day, I knew deep down in my heart that this was not just this virus not getting any better. But it's not my place as a grandmother to say. And I have great faith in, I did, still do, I suppose, have great faith in the fact that, you know, things usually come to light and work out. And sat that afternoon with this little boy who fell into a really, really deep sleep. And when I left him, I just knew something really bad was going on. The next morning, my phone went and his parents had rushed him into hospital. He had woken up in the night unable to walk. Now, I can't stress, my stomach just dropped to my feet, and if you're nervous, I don't want to upset anybody or make them feel ill, but sometimes if you're nervous or excited or happy, your stomach does that flippity flip flip and you have to take a break in the toilet. That happened, and I tried to get myself pulled together. There wasn't much news. He was in the ER. As the day progressed, I was basically going to have to look after the 8-month-old. I knew that from where I live, which is an hour away from the hospital, that was going to be very, very hard if this little boy was taken in to hospital or they admitted him. So that afternoon I decided if he was admitted, I would go and stay in a hotel, the one I usually stay in when I'm having a procedure, so that we could be near and the parents didn't have to do an hour's trip back here every night and down to the hospital every morning. And also, I suppose selfishly, me having the little one, the younger one, for that length of time, if I was near the hospital, everything would be a lot easier. So that's what I did. I just packed a few things and went to stay in this hotel. As per usual with my life, which I expect, things are usually topsy-turvy. And I arrived, or my other daughter booked a room, and then the mum of the little boy booked a room. So sort of that was taken care of, but the numbers got muddled and the names got muddled. Anyway, I had a room. And the first thing that happened going into that room, we hadn't got much news on my grandson. Mum came home, or Dad stayed at the hospital because he was admitted. It was a virus that was attacking his muscles. And just unbelievable that nothing you can do, just fluids, wash it out. But I couldn't wrap my head around how this little boy could not walk. So you can imagine the visions that went through my mind. And the same with my elder daughter. She was helping me, thank goodness, in town with this baby, because she lives down there. And she is on the same path as me, energy-wise. And I think we decided that we thought everything that we believed had gone out of the window, because we both felt that, to be quite honest, that we were going to lose this little boy. I go to my room that night, and as I get into bed, push the bedclothes back. I knew I wouldn't sleep much because, A, I was having acute diarrhea with nerves, but hoping that would stop. And there's a mask in my bed. I said, oh, goodness gracious me, that's all I need. Anyway, I just took out the blooming mask. No, I didn't. I walked to the desk and took it down and said to the night receptionist, I just found this in my bed, but just tell the manager I really don't care right now. And went back to my room. Well, everything always turns out to be a saga, I know, but the next morning I went down to the reception and said, could you please change my room because my grandson's desperately ill. I would like to be in a room right next door to his mum, because I'm looking after the baby all day, and I would rather be there overnight if she's called to the hospital, etc., etc. So after a lot of kerfuffle, that was arranged, and I moved into the room next door. When I go in that night, the darn coffee maker didn't work. The bedside lamp didn't work. So I'm like, oh, this is the least of my worries, really. Okay, just going straight to sleep. The next morning, my phone goes early, and I go to look after the baby. The little boy's numbers had been wrong overnight. He wasn't getting any better. And so my stomach just rebelled. And I'd said to one of my daughters, you need to get me some, I forget what they're called now, Imogen or whatever. Anyway, I need to stop this. But the stress was just turning me inside out. But I lasted all day with the baby after taking one of these pills. And then that night I had also said to the manager, could you just please get me a coffee maker? I'm not in there very much, but I would like a coffee maker to make a drink in the morning. Of course, nothing happened. The next night, blah, blah, blah. So I'm backwards and forwarding to reception desk. And then the third morning, my daughter, I went in, and my daughter went off, left me with the baby and went off to the hospital. And a few minutes later, she's calling me back, absolutely sobbing. And of course, I'm thinking the worst thing. And then she said, oh, Mum, I crashed the car. I've had an accident. And I said, well, are you okay? It's okay with baby in hospital. It's okay. We can get over this. And she's like, yeah, but I'm on my way. Where are you? She said, I'm on my way back. And so I am looking out of the hotel window. Lo and behold, a car, it was my son-in-law's car, comes along the road towards me. And I said to her, what have you done? Do you know? And she said, no, I don't know what damage I've done. I shouldn't be laughing, but this vehicle went underneath my window. And I just said, are you driving past the hotel right now? And she said, yeah, I'm on my way back. And I said, oh my God, you've got no front on the car. The front passenger side was completely gone. As she's pulling into the hotel, I knew she was panic-stricken, and I'm thinking, oh, goodness gracious me, she's left the scene of an accident, and blah, 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 blah. And so my main concern was, do I call the police and say, my daughter had a wreck, it's not a hit and run? Our whole week, honestly, was with this little boy, so sick. One thing after the other. And I'd made up my mind that And she came in and she went back to the vehicle and we reported it to the police, obviously, left a note on the vehicle that who she was, her insurance. So that was a sigh of relief. But obviously, son-in-law was not very happy with his car that they just spent oodles of thousands on. Was wrecked now. So somebody was going to come and pick the darn car up from the hotel car park. Well, what a day, what a day. But some funny bits in it. And then all the time, every time my phone went, my stomach churned and I had to stay in the room just getting these bits and pieces. Then lo and behold, a darn nurse, they put a port into him to take his blood. Bless his little heart, because they were doing so much to him. And he really is good in hospital with doctors. And some nurse blew a vein in his arm. So that's now made him terrified of injections. I talk about mamma me. If I could have gone over there and given that nurse a blown vein, I would have done. But my daughter called me and said, I'm leaving, I'm bringing him out. And I said, you can't. We don't know. They're not really, you know, all they're doing is giving him fluids. If you pull him away, nobody will see him. It's bad enough that we don't know what's going on with him, because they were saying he might need to walk again or testing his heart, because lo and behold, the heart is a muscle. I know I'm blabbering on, but it'll come to an end in a minute. I just want everybody out there to know that even if I have been given all these lessons on relaxation and visuals, there comes a point in life when sometimes that just not doesn't cut it. So eventually something happened where we live where they couldn't every day. So every day I'm rebooking rooms because we didn't know what was happening to this little boy. It gets near the weekend and I said, you know, I think he's on the turn. They were making arrangements for some children's hospital and da 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 to see him, genetic tests, etc., etc., and didn't really know what the heck was going on. And my heart is breaking, absolutely, because I've had three children and they've been ill, but I was not gutted like I was. I knew. And I'm thinking, I believe in spirit. I believe in energy. This, it's going to get better. And there was, I can honestly say to you, just a hollow in my stomach and all my beliefs for a while did go out the window. And I'm thinking, even if you do believe it, even if you say, well, energy is there and you can do this, that and the other, even if he gets better, there's some parents that aren't getting that news. And my goodness me, talk about whirling dervish. Towards the end of the weekend anyway, they didn't know anything about her. if they had a room, so I said, just stick me anywhere, I don't care where you put me. But if that little boy comes out of hospital Saturday, I am not leaving this hospital and this hotel till he's been in a room with us 24 hours, where if anything goes wrong, we can run back in the hospital with him. So they gave me a really nice room. They must have, for this hotel, I suppose it was, they must have regarded it as posh, and it was okay. Everything worked. And yes, that little episode was over. They helped him walking and he did come home all wobbly leg, poor little boy. Now he won't go, doesn't want to go to doctors, doesn't want his blood drawn, etc., etc. And just coming, since we've been home, it's probably 2 weeks now, my stomach has not settled down. It has not changed. I know it's been stress. I've had stress before, but I don't know why this has affected me quite as badly. And so I had decided that we ought to move right into the town, because as I'm getting on in years, anything like this again, I love this place. I love the trees. I love the nature. It's just difficult to get civilization. So I started the process of all the things to get my house sold, I hoped. But of course, the last couple of weeks of nothing's gone right. So one thing I would like to say to everybody is that it's not gone right, because I have many, many times when somebody has been down on their luck, tried to be mother and a guide to them, just because. because of my upbringing, I suppose. And it's not affected me usually. This time it's been a long, 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 long time. I did, somebody, now a relative, moved in, and we all have to move because of all these reasons. But because I've got a whole family living here with two little babies, my home is full of not my stuff. And consequently, being out in the country up a dirt road, two or three realtors now have told me that if I don't do this, if I don't do that, which isn't very much, you know, I probably won't be able to sell my house. So here I am feeling quite sorry for myself that I have battled all my life on my own. When I try to give to other people, don't feel sorry for me. I am not a victim, but the family of the person I'm helping, and one of the few that probably could help this situation, but have didn't come in times of need with this little boy. And I am primed that I should forgive people. I shouldn't think badly of them. But what I've decided to do is just, I read somewhere, or I learned something in all my writings, that you don't have to really forgive, or if you know that other people's energy is not in a line with yours, you don't have to have anything to do with them. And that's where I got myself. But then all of a sudden now my energy's gone. I don't have the energy. Maybe I'm well below everybody else on the planet. I don't know. It's gone. If I tried, I know other people will come on YouTube or podcast and can do lots and lots of things and just talk and earn money or whatever and interest people. But I just wanted to make my recordings, help people to rest a bit, maybe take their mind off things. And like I say, at the moment, it's not working for me. Not to say it doesn't work, because I know it does. If I had, maybe I'd just listen to my old recordings. I don't know. But I'm not getting anything in my mind where I think, oh, that would be good to tell people today and try and help them. So please forgive me. I suppose I'm being selfish. I've been going to doctors. I've been having pills after pills for this stomach problem, but it's stress. And until now, knowing that I've probably got a house that's worth diddly squat, what can I say? I will try, and I've been trying to pump my energy up for the last 2 days. I've not been doing my babysitting, which is draining me. But I know I've got to help, especially my grandson, because there's only me if mum and dad are working. So I'm trying to build up my energy again. I have been told specifically that if I wanted to go through tests and find out this, that and the other, I could, but it's not worth it to me, because until I stop hearing the phone go, or seeing somebody's name on the phone, and my stomach doesn't do that bleep. And fortunately, I suppose your insides have to come out one end, and I don't like throwing up. I know what it is. I will try and pull myself away from a lot of situations and just plod on through life, get my energy back. My faith is returning, because I do have my grandson, and I am, nothing is more important than that he survived, and the car will be repaired, and nothing, you know, a heap of steel. A friend of mine in Scotland said to me, people shouldn't complain. You know, a heap of steel shouldn't give you heartbreak. And no, it shouldn't. That car caused a lot of problems that day. It was a run around all day trying to get the darn thing taken care of. Goodness knows where it is right now. But things don't give us heartbreak. Losing or loving people does. So with that, I'm just going to sign off and thank you all so much for listening to everything I've put out here. I am going to miss this desperately, absolutely desperately, because it was with all the other things a lifeline for me. I really felt as though I was doing something I don't know, useful, can't say it was a purpose, whatever. I love doing it, but my mind is jumbled right now. And I will find a way, hopefully, to move and have a wee bit more settled life. And maybe those energies and the people we've lost that I do believe are there somewhere beyond the veil. I know I've lost the capacity. When you get like this in your mind, anything you think you can do or any advice somebody that isn't on this planet from the universe can give us doesn't come through. I'm too dense. Everything in my life is too dense. Well, that's funny. I was called dense at school. That's a bit stupid. And I wasn't stupid. I just was unhappy and wasn't very confident. So I'm very grateful. I'm very, very, very grateful right now that I'm able to sit here. I will get myself, hopefully heal my soul. And be back at some point of time. If I feel like just coming on and running my mouth, and any of you want to listen, you'll probably see that. I don't know how you see that I've come back on, or whether I'm not on, or whatever. But from me to you now, please, please value everything that you have. And keep up your energies. Don't try not to get in this state, but it will be okay. And I will be back to talk to you all soon. And there were a lot of funny moments in that couple of weeks that the catastrophes seem to just go on and on and on and on. But that's what happens in life, isn't it? I thought this morning, and maybe everyone can, I was trying to get my energy back and thinking, and one thing I did have come into my mind was hurdles. And what was said in my mind, where it came from, was life is full of hurdles. When we're young, we just jump over them, one over the next, over the next, over the next. And it doesn't leave us with much impression because we're enjoying it. We've got speed. We've got all sorts of things. And then as we become parents, those hurdles, even though they're probably further apart, get a little bit harder. And these hurdles are quite difficult. And more hurdles arrive. And then at the end of that, when you get older, like I am, the hurdles should be less hurdles. And if there are any, I should better kick the darn things over or walk around them. So that's one vision I did get today that I will try and start thinking about, is that I don't have to keep going over other people's hurdles. I don't have to keep trying to fix other people's lives. And as somebody keeps telling me, oh, if you say that, you're just me, 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 me. I am not me, 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 me. I just need other people to sort their lives out like I've had to. So bye, everybody. I will be back, I hope. Take care.